RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to this week's edition of Song 2 with myself, Stephen Stepslow. And here we find out what Jacob Armstrong of the band Ultra Q has to say on the Song 2 theory. Their album My Guardian Angel was released earlier on this year in 2023 and has gone down quite well in terms of sales and in terms of the reviews. And hopefully we'll see Ultra Q playing in the Grand Duchy in the near future. It is interesting to find out, though, from Jacob that he looks at The Cure and New Order as being touchstones in relation to track listing. So yeah, let's check out what Jacob has to say.
Hey guys, this is Jacob from Ultra Q, and you're listening to Today Radio.
I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I argue that the second song on an album is the album's best or most important. We're asking musicians to tell us whether or not they agree, if they disagree, why, and how important track listing is. So, Jacob from Ultra Q, is the second song on an album the album's best or most important? If not, why not?
I actually 100% agree. I mean, in our case, our second track on our record is called BR Sex, and that is definitely the tone setter, I think, of the record, for sure. You know, and that was a song that was written with intention of being the track two. Like, that was like, it was Saturday was written as track one, VR Sex was written as track two. And track listing, I think, is essential. You know, like, I look back on, you know, I know people don't listen to records as much any day, you know, like full albums, but like when I look back on some of my favorite records, you know, like New Order records, you know, a lot of the times my favorite tracks are in that one or two slot. Like on Power, Corruption, and Lies from New Order, you know, like Age of Consent is track one. On the first one, I forget the name, I'm blanking on the name right now, but it's Dreams Never End was track one. And then a lot of the Cure records too, you know, the early Cure records is where, you know, I think you have to have in a track one or two, a tone setter, something that's kind of sets the tone for the record and sets you up for the rest of the listening experience. So I fully agree.